One of my key lines I use with clients and vendors is, I am on your team. My wife always laughs at me because I always state the obvious, but this is a case where I hold true that even if it's assumed, yeah, I'm on your team, we use that all the time. I think that using those words are grounding, and it helps people understand that, hey, I am wanting to work with you, not against you.
Live your life within the moment, moment. And don't go wait until the moment.
Welcome to The Wedding Plan. My name is Tyler Spire, and I am a luxury event planner based in Santa Barbara, California. This podcast is where I share behind-the-scenes adventures from the picture-perfect events we produce, as well as advice for running your own creative business. Fellow event professionals, small business owners, and those of you who love to throw a good party, you are welcome here.
Hey friends, welcome to The Wedding Plan. I am so excited that you are here. And over the past couple episodes, we have talked about building your team internally. We have talked about building the team and what it means to be a good team player at a wedding. And today I want to talk about something that's near and dear to my heart. And this is something, you know, that vendors that we've worked with regularly have talked to me about. And talk to me about how important it is and how they've noticed how our company handles it. And so I'm hoping that just by being, you know, honest and sharing about what we do, it may help you if you are a planner and dealing with these situations, or just as a fellow creative professional and how to maybe deal with some challenging situations in a way that's honoring to yourself as a business owner, honoring to your client and taking care of your client and advocating for your client, which is a really important part of what we do. And then also being a good team player and advocating for your team. And while we always want to do all of those things, right, when things go wrong, when things aren't going as planned, it can be really easy to just hop on one of those and just advocate for the client while not advocating for the team. Or I think our brains kind of go to, it's us versus them, or I need to represent the team and my client is crazy, or whatever it is that we go to. And I think that there's a really healthy and good way where we can sort of bridge that. Now, that being said, there are times where the vendors are correct and the client's idea is not correct. And while I'm hesitant to say we should jump on the, wow, my client is crazy bandwagon, because this is the person who is paying for our services and the one, you know, it's the client, it's the person that's making us have a career in the first place. There are times where we have to be like, okay, this client is being challenging and this isn't, you know, a rational decision. And there are times where vendors really royally screw it up. And we have to say to our clients, you know what, we're on your team. We need to go after this guy or this person. And you know, that was not okay. But most of the time when things don't go to plan, it's a little more complicated than that, right? It's not just black and white. And I think it's so important that as leaders in the industry that we're able to be introspective and to listen to all the sides and then work in a way that's advocating for the client and the team and yourself all at the same time. I have shared before that kindness is being clear. Being clear is a form of kindness. And we want to be clear with our vendors, our teams, our clients. You know, we want really good, clear, consistent communication because that is kind. And at the end goal of all of our events, we want a happy client, right? And we also want a happy team. We want to walk away being like, wow, we all worked hard. We all worked well together. And as a business owner, taking away just the human emotion of wanting to have a happy client and a happy team, as a business owner, it is a strategic decision to have a happy client and a happy team, right? Happy client means more repeat business. It means referrals. It means growth for your business, right? Having a happy team means referrals from those vendors. Hey, I worked with that planner and they were amazing to work with. You should consider them. Or a happy team can lead to them helping you out in the future or just whatever it is. There's all sorts of benefits that come from all of us walking away from a project happy. One of my key lines I use with clients and vendors is, I am on your team. My wife always laughs at me because I always state the obvious, but this is a case where I hold true that even if it's assumed, yeah, I'm on your team, we use that all the time. When a client reaches out and says something like, hey, our budget's not where we want it to be, we need to look at this, rather than just responding with, okay, we'll take a look at it, I say, I am on your team.
I'm going to take a few days to mull this over and I'll get back to you with some options. If a client reaches out to me with frustration, I'm frustrated that this vendor has not communicated with me, I will respond with, I am on your team. Let me follow up with them so we can get a response and get this moving forward. If a vendor reaches out and says, your clients are not responding to this, or they haven't made their payment on time, or just whatever it is, I will often use the words on the phone or in an email, I am on your team and I'm going to follow up with them and we can do, you know, pursue the next steps, whatever it is. I think that using those words are grounding and it helps people understand that, hey, I am wanting to work with you, not against you. I am now going to tell a few stories because I feel like talking about advocating for clients and the team is more complicated than just saying, here's how you do both. So what I'm going to do today is tell a few stories about situations that real situations that I've been in as a planner where I've had to advocate for my client and the team. So the first has to do with the hair and makeup team. This is a hair and makeup team that I've used many times before. We had worked many times together. They'd done amazing jobs and we worked with a client. And this client was particular, and there's nothing wrong with being particular. This client knew exactly what she wanted, and we hired this hair and makeup team to do her wedding. And on the day of the wedding, everybody looked beautiful. The timing went well. I walked into the bridal suite at one point, and I did sense that the hair and makeup team seemed a little bit stressed out. And I, you know, said, hey, how are we doing? And one of the hair and makeup girls kind of walked out at one point and I kind of walked up to her. I was like, hey, is everything going okay? And she was kind of like, yeah, there's like just a little bit of stress in there, but I think we're doing fine. And, you know, we get to the end of the day and everything on my end from what I saw went well. I got follow-ups later from the client a few weeks later saying she was really unhappy with the hair and makeup team. And these are always the hardest, right? Cause you're like, oh, if someone would have just told me in the moment, I could have gone in there and like helped us get, make it right. I could have helped us, you know, do this. And she goes on to tell me a few things that she felt like happened that were unprofessional. And I don't need to go into all the details. She felt like one of the artists had some attitude. She felt like she had asked for something and was told she couldn't have it. And you know, as I'm hearing this as a planner, I'm like, wow, these are major red flags. This is like, you know, not typical behavior of this particular vendor. This isn't making sense. But also if what she's saying is true and I have no reason to think she's lying, then this is bad. This is, you know, I need to advocate for my client. I need to go talk to this vendor. And so what I did is I told the client, I'm on your team and I'm really sorry that that was your experience. And, you know, unfortunately, now that we're a few weeks out, there's nothing I can do to go back and change that experience. As your planner, you looked gorgeous. And I want you to know that you looked absolutely stunning. And so I'm glad that you advocated for yourself on your makeup. And even if the artist was having attitude, I'm glad that you got the look that you wanted because you looked amazing and you were a beautiful bride. And I will follow up with this company. And so then I call the owner of the company. And guys, this is so important. I did not call the owner of the company and been like, what the heck? My client is upset and your person had attitude. I called and I said, hey, I wanted to talk to you because my client expressed some concerns about the service she received. And, you know, we've worked with you and like, we know you're like an amazing, you know, team of artists. And so I just want to talk to you about what happened and make sure that we're on the same page. And so I asked questions and rather than going in ready for a battle, I went in saying, can you just explain to me like your team member side of the story? And I was told that the client had a friend that was being really difficult and bullying and rude and stepping in the way of the artist. And again, as the planner, I'm like, ah, it would have been so wonderful to know all of this in the moment. So we just could have solved some of the things right then. Because 3 weeks later, there's nothing I can do to move back. But I heard what the owner of this company was saying. And I was like, wow, this is really hard. And you're right. This is unacceptable. And I didn't throw my client under the bus. I didn't say my client is crazy and this and that, but I did say that it sounds like this friend had some pretty unacceptable behaviors. And, you know, in the future, can you please educate your team? Like maybe they need to come get me or something. If there's really a situation where it's kind of blowing up like this, because you know, we can't have this happen again. We can't have clients walking away feeling this, and we can't have your artists walking away feeling like they can't do their job because someone's being overbearing and rude. And then in this case, I think that the vendor team was professional enough where they had a phone call and a follow-up with the client, and they chose to make it right by refunding them a portion of the services. And in that case, that was the right move. But I want to be very clear. As the planner, nobody got thrown under the bus. We didn't bash our client. We didn't bash the vendor. We heard both sides. We acknowledged the disappointment and frustration. And then we connected the two of them to have a good conversation. How beautiful would it be if every discussion we had in the industry where things didn't go right, because things don't always go right. We're human. This is just how it works, right? How beautiful would it be if we took the time to hear both sides of the story and then said, let's come up with a way to make this right, and have the humility and willingness to be able to make it right. And again, I'm not saying be walked all over. There's a difference between offering a 10% refund or an offer to do hair and makeup in the future, or just whatever it is, whatever makes sense in your company to make it right for whatever it was, or just saying, I'm really sorry that that was your experience. That is not a reflection of our company and we apologize. Whatever it is, having the humility and the willingness to do that goes a long way. Another story is I had a venue. This was a hotel, and in their list of inclusions in the contract, it said things like stage, dance floor, chairs, you know, yada, yada, all the things. And so we went through the planning process with the client, planning on using some of these resources that the hotel had to offer so that we could put more funds into other areas, like bringing in a really epic band and really elevating the design and florals, because we were like, oh, we'll just use these things from the hotel. As we got closer to the day and we were sending out kind of the final diagrams and final things, we sent over exactly what we needed, thinking it was all included in the inclusions. And we were told by the hotel that there had been a miscommunication. You know, and for this particular wedding, we had a dance floor for dancing, and then we also had an after party at the hotel. We needed dance floors for both. And so I just assumed, since this hotel can host multiple weddings on the property and other things, that there'd be a dance floor available for both. Regardless, we get to, you know, 1 month out, we're sending over these finalized things, and the person from the hotel calls me and says, I am so sorry, but we don't have two dance floors for you to be able to use. Like, we have one. And I remember being like, okay, like, thank you for letting me know. Is there anything we can do? Before we even told the client, was, is there anything we can do? Is there anything you have? Is there any way to, you know, bring in this? And they were like, sorry, our inclusion is for one dance floor. We apologize if that wasn't clear, but you need to bring in another one. Thankfully, bringing in a dance floor is not a crazy huge budget expense. So I went to the client and explained the situation, and the client was sad, was a little bit, and was frustrated because they were feeling like they had already allocated their budget where it needed to go and all the things. And these were valid things, because let me tell you, if I was being told right before my wedding that I needed to increase the costs on something that I had thought was included, that would be frustrating. And I also felt bad as a planner that somehow that got missed. It didn't cross my mind that there wouldn't be enough, especially at a big hotel. And it was what it was. We were in a situation where it would have been really easy for me to go to the client and just throw the hotel under the bus. Yeah, you're right. It's a big hotel and they should have enough dance floors. We're going to make them pay for it. Right? And I could have gone to the hotel and used those same words and maybe gotten what I wanted, but also maybe burned that bridge or walked into that wedding with the people at that venue feeling like I was mean or overbearing or wasn't thinking about where they were coming from. Here's how I handled this situation. I told the client, I understand that you're really frustrated. This is the situation we are in. I'm going to work with the hotel to make it right so that your budget does not need to, you know, feel like it's going wildly out of control over something you thought was included. And then called the hotel and I was like, here's the thing. The client's upset about this. What can we do together to make this right? I didn't throw it all on them. I said, I am on your team. What can we do to make this right? In this particular situation, what ended up being the right thing to do is we already had a rental company doing things for the wedding. And so we didn't need to pay new delivery fees or anything. I had a discount that I could apply on this. And so I ordered the dance floor at a discounted rate. And the hotel said, we can't cover this dance floor because it's going to set a precedent that we will do that, but we can discount some of the appetizers and make the food and beverage come down a little bit. And then I went to the client and explained all that to them. I was like, look, your budget is this. What's going to happen is the hotel is going to decrease your food and beverage by a little bit. So the food and beverage goes down. Your rental budget is going to increase by that, basically that same amount. So there is no net impact on the money going in or going out from your wedding. And with all of this, you're actually getting an upgraded dance floor because the one coming from this rental company is beautiful and like is going to look really good in the space. So at the end of the day, you're getting an upgrade. That is diplomacy at its finest, you guys, right? The client walks away being excited that they got an upgrade. The hotel walks away working on my team, not being yelled at, not feeling like they screwed it up, wanting to work with me again, realizing that I'm on their team. And I maintained my integrity. I didn't go and just, you know, get walked all over by either of them. And granted, I want to acknowledge that the client was willing to work with us, the hotel was willing to work with us, and I was willing to work with us. There were three very logical parties involved so that we could all work together to make it right. Again, advocating for the team, advocating for the client, advocating for myself. My next example is around food and beverage, catering. We had a catering team, again, someone that we worked with, did really well, and they, at this particular event, their service was kind of slow. And I knew that in the night. I was like, something is going slow right now. And I went to the banquet captain. I was like, hey guys, again, I didn't go back and yell at them. I didn't go back and say, this is ridiculous. Go clear the butt. I just went back and was like, hey, I'm noticing that we're lagging a little bit. What can we do together to kind of speed things up? And they went on to tell me that a couple people were out sick. Some things were happening, but they were working as hard as they could to make it happen, et cetera, et cetera. And I was like, well, what if we stop pouring wine and just get all the salads out and then go back to that? We brainstormed together. We came up with a solution and it worked. You know, given what we had at that moment, we made it work. And also at this event, unfortunately, one of the dishes came out incorrectly. It was something we couldn't catch on the back end because the description of the dish matched what we had had at the tasting. But between the tasting and the actual event, the chef, the original chef had quit and a new chef had come on and they had taken that description and they had not paid attention to the images from the tasting or any of the things. And they had prepared the same ingredients, but in a very different way. And the client was really bummed because this was something they were really excited about. As the planner, the minute I saw the dish coming out, I was like, that's funny. That's not how it looked at the tasting. And kind of went to, you know, the kitchen staff and said, hey, like, is this the same dish as the tasting? They're like, yeah, this is the same thing. And I like had a moment where I was like, well, maybe I'm crazy, but like, this doesn't feel right. So I go on my phone to look and see, and it didn't match. In the meantime, the first dish has been served to the client and they've called me over and they're like, this isn't correct. And I'm really upset. Okay. I have a choice, right? I can go and be livid at the catering team. I can throw them under the bus. I can also go to the catering team and be like, oh my gosh, the client is insane. They're saying that the salad's not right. And it's literally all the same ingredients, just looks a little different, right? That doesn't help anybody. So what we did in that situation is we told the client, here's the deal. This dish has been served to all of your guests. And I agree with you. It is not prepared the same way it was at the tasting, and that is frustrating. As your planner, I have two options. I can have the kitchen go fire up this entire dish again, but that's going to take over an hour of the entire service staff getting all 200 of these dishes back up, which means you're going to cut into dancing, which means you're going to cut into all of these things. It is my suggestion that we move forward as is. We're going to put this on the shelf right now, talk about it after the wedding to make it right. But right now I need you to focus on having the best night you can have with the dish that's not exactly what you wanted, but there's nothing we can do about it without throwing off the timeline of the entire night. I'm on your team. Let's follow up with this next week when all this is said and done. And the client was able to take a deep breath and be like, okay. And I went to the catering team and I was like, look, this isn't what was prepared at the tasting. I do have images. I was there. I know that you have switched chefs. I'm on your team. I understand that there's nothing we can do about it at this moment, but I do want to have a conversation in the coming week on how we can make it right, because this is something the client was really excited about. And the catering team was like, okay, we'll have that call. And again, no yelling, no frustration, no throwing people under the bus and making them feel terrible. Everyone walked out of that conversation feeling like, okay, I am being taken care of. My needs are being advocated for, and we're all going to work together to make it right. And there was a conversation afterwards, and the catering team did make it right. They ended up choosing to refund the cost of that dish because it wasn't prepared correctly and there was a miscommunication. And it taught me as a planner to, if I find out the chef is switching, to do maybe resend the tasting pictures or do something just kind of as an extra layer. Not that even that would be a part of my normal scope of work, because ideally that company would have had their own photos and their own things. But whatever, we're all human. This happened. And I can say that that client walked away happy about their wedding. And we still work with this food and beverage partner because it all worked out and we were all on the same team. My last story is about a photographer. And this particular photographer we had, again, worked with before, had come on board. And for whatever reason, this day, the photographer was so behind on timing. And I knew it was the photographer because I knew that hair and makeup hadn't gone late. I knew that this particular bride was not super particular. And I knew that there weren't really other family dynamics or things that should be throwing off the timeline. And for whatever reason, this photographer was treating this wedding more like a production shoot than a wedding, which, again, we have a short amount of time to execute beautiful work. And if you want a production shoot, get in your dress the day before the wedding or get ready much earlier. It just doesn't work. And the bride could tell we were behind. And she told me, she's like, I am so sick of taking photos right now. I can tell we're running behind. They're having me take so many angles. Like, and at the end of the day, what was happening is it just was not a good personality fit between this photographer and this bride. And unfortunately, it was already wedding day. There was no way we were going to like find a different way to shoot, find a different person. We just had to do it. And again, I had a choice. I could look at the bride and be like, yeah, they are sucking right now. This is terrible. I'm going to go, you know, give them a piece of my mind, or I'm going to go help them. And that would have just riled everybody up. And would it be helpful? So what I did say was, I understand that you're really frustrated and that you're feeling like your personalities aren't meshing up right now. Let me go talk to the photographer. Let's see what we can do to make this right together so that you can have an amazing day and not let this be the thing that you're remembering. And then I went to the photographer and I was like, hey, we really need to stick to our timeline. And I'm finding that we're getting behind right now, and that's causing the client some stress. And, you know, there's a lot of us, you know, playing this different roles here today, and we need to get it back on time. What do you need from me to make it happen? This is a situation where this particular vendor wasn't being great to work with. The other ones before, I've shared stories where it was good to work with, but this person got very defensive and upset. And, you know, my inclination as a human being is to be like, well, if they're being defensive and upset, I'm now just going to advocate for my client, right? But I remembered, no, one of my core values is like being authentic, it's being honest, it's being brave. And we need to advocate for everybody here because we still have hours left to go of this wedding and it needs to happen. So what I said to the thinking on my feet, so I was like, look, the client really trusts me and my team. We have a really strong relationship. I have a person on my team who I'm going to have come with you guys while you're taking photos to help you guys stay on time, to help move your bags, to help do whatever it is that needs to be done. They can help set timers. They can encourage the client, give them water, and just be another voice there to make this all happen and happen well. In this situation, I was able to do that. It felt like a good solution. The client felt good about it. And we did it. And at the end of the day, it was fine. The client, you know, later said, like, I just wish I would have hired a different photographer. And I understood why. And the photographer came to us and was like, that was a really hard wedding to work. But the key here is that we were kind and clear the entire time. Nobody lost their cool. Nobody was throwing anybody under the bus. And with the client in our follow-up call, he said, yeah, it seems like it just wasn't the right personality fit. But I'm really glad you were able to work with our team. I've seen the sneak peeks of your photos and they are gorgeous. You look so amazing. We captured, you know, the day, and it was just an honor to be a part of your day. And the client left happy. And with the photographer, we were able to say, you know, like, that was a hard day. And, you know, when we work together in the future, like, I think it's really important that maybe we spend a little bit more time on that client call to check personality. And maybe we do for clients that skip the engagement session, maybe we need to throw that in or just tell them that's a mandatory part of your package so we can do this session ahead of time. Granted, you know, as I'm sharing this is a wedding from years ago. We now basically require our clients to
meet the photographer ahead of time. We have conversations about personality. And we did back then, but it's even more important now, largely due to this wedding. And that photographer, you know, I don't know that I've referred them a lot since then, because their way they handled that situation was very defensive and frustrated, but I didn't burn the bridge with them. I didn't go and bulldoze them. I didn't go and angrily speak to them. I didn't go and say, this is ridiculous. You need to give the client a partial refund, or you messed up the day. Like, no, we went back and we said, hey, it looks like there was some miscommunications here. It looks like there was some personality issues here. I'm glad my team was able to step in and help with the client. Thank you for the photos. They are beautiful. They were beautiful. And we just sort of ended it on a basis of mutual respect and kindness and clearness. We didn't let it skirt under the rug that things were challenging, but we also didn't throw anybody under the bus. I'm hoping that these examples just help paint a picture of what it can look like if, as professionals, we advocate for ourselves, for our clients, and for the people we're working with. As strategic business owners, not only just being good humans, right? Because we want to be good humans, and that's the right human thing to do. Let's not throw people under the bus. But as strategic business owners, we want our clients to walk away happy and feel empowered and like we had their back, and they'll refer us to more people. And we also want to be good people to work with. Because if the venue walks away and is like, that planner advocated for everybody and was a joy to work with, that's going to be more referrals for me. If the photographer walks away and felt like we were good to work with, they may have a client and they're like, you know what? They handle difficult situations really well. Same with the caterer, same with other people. So what I want to challenge you guys to this week, especially for your creative professionals, is how can you advocate for yourself, for clients, and your fellow team all at the same time as you are working at an event?
Live your life within the moment, moment. And don't go wait until the morning, morning. You never know when it is over, over. All that I know is we'll get older, older. So let us dance this night away.